You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a Dom and Jeremy trending report. What's trending? Well, the Broncos lost again. They keep falling behind by like three touchdowns. And last week they managed to come back from it. But maybe it put the idea in their head, oh, we don't have to try that hard in the first half because second half we'll just come back and win.
Nope.
Didn't work out yesterday. They lost by seven. The Broncos are going to be in Vegas this Sunday to play the Raiders. And if you're like me, that still sounds weird to say. The Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. What else is going on? The home by 10 order went into effect last night for Denver. Jeffco has their own. What do they call it? Level orange?
Level orange. Merit.
Home by 10 will run through at least December 7th. Businesses that are not labeled as, quote, critical, such as hospitals, pharmacies, and grocery stores, have to be closed between 10 and 5. There's all sorts of other rules.
No
sporting
liquor.
Events and recreational athletic activities have been prohibited, including organized youth sports, Jeremy.
That's right. My son's basketball got canceled. They put the kibosh on it.
So he's going to have to go dribble by himself.
Outside, all alone. Liquor sales are cut off at 10 o'clock, right? So 9:59, you can get a beer at a restaurant. 10 o'clock, no more beer for you.
And didn't you say they're still going to, even if restaurants have to shut down at 10, that they can
still
do takeout,
you can do
right?
takeout at a restaurant after 10 o'clock, but you can't go sit down in one.
Okay. Jeremy was also telling us a little while ago that the Pfizer people have announced that their results that they're working on for a COVID vaccine are coming in so far, fingers crossed, at 90% effective.
And this is through their third phase of trials and going
into...
Which
is like, is that the one with 60,000
Yeah,
people?
So this is like the where it ends, basically. 90% effective. So now if it continues this good, they can be pushing out the emergency distribution orders, I guess, and get it out to the market, get it out to people.
And it's... there was a video that I was sharing with some people late last week that I loved. It's put together by, I should have started talking about this if I can't remember.
You know, that one guy.
It might have been in Sweden or something. Anyway, it was explaining how they're able to speed up the process. It was just a 90-second video, and it showed how they were able to take this process that normally takes 10 to 15 years and condense it all down so that they can actually get a vaccine out within like a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really well-made video. I'm going to look for it. And if I find it again, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page because it's super cool to see. It's only 90 seconds. Very instructional. And speaking of that, you know this whole thing about dogs being able to sniff out cancer? Well, now they have been training dogs to sniff out COVID-19. And they're saying that these dogs are damned effective. In fact, probably hasn't been peer reviewed, but probably more accurate than the nasal swabs in terms of detecting COVID in a person.
It's pretty cool.
And they've been trying it out at the airport in Helsinki in Finland, and people are just, you know, walking by, and the dog comes up and sniffs.
Got COVID in my crotch, apparently.
Oh, COVID crotch.
Whoa.
Anyway, so that's
who's
going
a good
on.
Boy.
And then what else do I have for you? Oh, Kelly Clarkson. I heard you and Josh talking off the air about Kelly Clarkson a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's apparently in a legal battle with her soon-to-be ex-father-in-law. That's bad enough that you have to go through a divorce. Now she's in court with her father-in-law because he's part of this management group that started representing her back in 2007. And they claim that she owes them more than $1 million in unpaid commissions, and she is countersuing them for other reasons.
Thank goodness.
So now she's not only getting divorced, she's in court in lawsuits with her father-in-law.
Ugh. That's why I don't want to be super famous.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
There it is.
What else is trending?
Oh, of course, the big news over the weekend, Joe Biden, 46, is going to be the 46th president of the United States. I sat down and watched his little speech over the weekend. Did pretty good. Some more news coming out about election night. According to data from a health tracking device, Americans lost about 138 million hours of sleep on Tuesday night. Everyone, you know, wide awake, wondering what the results were going to be, where really, if you could get back in your way back machine, you could have went to bed that night.
You could have gone to bed. You could have gone to bed until Friday,
right, and been just fine. They say everyone got about 6.5 hours of sleep on Tuesday night because everyone was so wound up about the election. Sad news over the weekend: Alex Trebek lost his battle with pancreatic cancer yesterday. Passed away at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by friends and family. 80 years old. Diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer March, I believe, of last year.
Yeah, it's been about 18 months of 20 months.
No, and I thought he was doing good. You know, he was out in the news. He was doing some talks and stuff, and I thought he was doing a lot better, but it got him, unfortunately. No word yet on a new host at this time, and then the final episode that he pre-recorded will air on Christmas Day. Big shoes to fill, though, huh?
What do you think the ratings are going to be for that?
No joke. Through the roof. Very sad. Expeditions to the Titanic will begin in May. The story says it's the first time in 15 years to take guests down to the famous wreck. It's a place in Washington called Ocean Gate Expeditions. They're going to be taking people down there, they said, for several weeks during May through September. I guess that's when the weather's safe to go down there. Anyway, these little submarines are going to load people up and take them down to look at the Titanic. And if you want to go, it's going to cost you $125,000 for an 8-day sail from Newfoundland, to the Titanic. And then it's something like 8 hours down to it. You'll explore. 8 hours back up, and then you go back home on the boat. But $125,000. Wow. The people going down in it are called citizen scientists, and I love that. I'm going to start calling you that now, Dom. Citizen scientists. Is that something that you'd want to do?
I got to think about that
one. I know. It's really deep. It's 8 hours down.
You could say if something went wrong, but that could be if you were just flying, you know, somewhere else.
Flying to go to this expedition, something could happen.
Driving to the airport. I mean,
I remember watching a few documentaries on these subs and things that go down to the Titanic, and the amount of pressure that is, you know, that could crush that thing like a soda can.
It's like tons per square inch.
And
right?
If there were to be like a crack or something, that the water that would come through that crack would be like a razor blade to whatever's in its way. It would just slice you in half. That's how much water pressure would be blown in. If it's a little tiny pinhole, you know.
Plus, I mean, if it depressurizes and you're down that deep, I mean,
you're toast anyway. You're toast anyway, but.
But to see it. I mean, to see it.
Yeah, but once you see it, you're like, okay, there it is. What a mess.
Talk about a great pickup line at a bar. Yeah, so I can't go out with you this weekend. I'm going to the Titanic.
What? I don't want to say anything else. Nah, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a story and some pictures from this little dude named Jason Crossland. He's from Texas, and he took first place in the best mullet competition in the USA Mullet Championships.
How's it look?
In the kids category. He is just a little redneck-looking dude, and he's the cutest thing. He won $500 for this, Dom, and he's got epic mullet. Check out Little Jackson on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And he's going to spend that $500 on some worms to go fishing.
Right. Yes.
And a new pole.
Stick fishing pole. Yeah.
That is all what's trending now.